Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think can really grab some people, and I'm hoping that some of them will grab you. And I also put in occasional things that are not recorded professional music, but jokes, stories, readings, poems, and philosophies. I call those things wombats. And I have a wombat tonight, so it's a wombat night. And we're going to start off with music. And the first one is The Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's interesting to me that the roots of this music, going back into slave times and African gospel rhythms and harmonies, reach all the way out to today to something like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. The Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle, it's the Battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle, it's the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua, the Battle of Jericho by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. The next song up is, it's a nice thing. It's called Go to Sleep, You Little Baby, and it's from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And they introduce the scene. The three actresses who sing the song and are in the scene are talking. One of them is talking. So you can hear what's going on here. This is from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There are three pretty young women who sing together, talking together.
A song that is based on a kind of an old lullaby, kind of a lullaby and a field holler combined. This is one that we wrote for the movie. There's a scene where the sirens are trying to seduce our gentlemen, and they do a pretty good job of it. And this is their song.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need a Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. Come and lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
That was Go to Sleep, You Little Baby by the cast of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I love the harmonies in that. There are three voices, and they're just doing wonderful notes. I've done some singing, but in quartets where there are four voices, and it's hard to get a four-note chord. You know, all the major chords are three. Anyway, I really appreciate how well they did with their three voices. Now, here's the next one. This is I'll Fly Away by Gillian Welsh and Alison Krauss. There are only two voices, so watch what they do with harmony with just two voices. Here we go. This is I'll Fly Away.
Over, I'll fly away
Gillian Welch and Alison Krauss. And that's two harmony songs in a row and powerful stuff. So I'm going to do a daring thing from my perspective. I'm going to play after that, all that harmony, we're going to have an instrumental. I rarely play instrumentals, but here's one. This man, Tim Erickson, is a banjo player apparently and is playing this tune. I just have it named as Erickson Banjo, and I want you to listen to it. I think he has something to say to you about instrumental music, and perhaps it's not your cup of tea, the banjo, especially this version kind of stuff. But if it is at all, if it is any possibility you could get to like this kind of banjo, listen to what he has to say to you with his music. So this is Tim Erickson playing the banjo. Here comes another big abrupt change. We're going to have Elvis Presley and he's going to be talking. There's a recording of his voice discussing the song he's going to sing. Apparently, it's the first time he's sung it in public. He may have recorded it or something, but so this is Elvis Presley, and let him tell you the story about the song and hear his voice at this point in his career. Elvis Presley, and he'll tell you what the song is.
I gotta do this first. This is a song that I just recorded, and it's an old song called Unchained Melody. I had to play the piano, so it'll take just a second. I don't know all the chords, so if you hear me, get my fingers caught and put in the keys back here, you know what it is. Now, shall I?
Yes,
you gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold the microphone, put the scarf on, hold the pig, hold the ring. Show me the right keys. Got it? Okay. This song is, I just recorded it and it, is it out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks it'll be out? Unchained Melody. From an album called Unchained Melody. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
How you like it so far?
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch alone. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love. I need.
That was Elvis Presley with Unchained Melody. After something so powerful, it's kind of fun to put in something very different. This is Kathy Mattea singing Asking Us to Dance. So after a powerful anthem, we now have kind of a gentle song from a gentle person. So here we go, Asking Us to Dance by Kathy Mattea.
And there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight flowing clear across the lake. There's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we made. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't all that often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught of sweet circumstance? Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread. There's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, the things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Be victims of sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. Why don't we get caught in this moment? Sweet circumstance. Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance.
Asking Us to Dance by Kathy Mattea. And this is a lovely, relaxing thing. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing, and then have a wombat. So, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College, WEHC-FM, 90.7 on the dial. And you can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can pick us up anywhere in the world. The next thing on this show is our wombat. It's the wombat of the show, and it's Arnold. Arnold is a poem, and it's about a creature who is not a wombat, but is an equally strange creature, as you will hear. And this is read by Les Barker, who is fairly famous in England as a music hall person. So here is Arnold by Les Barker.
Arnold was an armadillo, and oh so in need of romance. And it chanced that one Saturday evening, Arnold went out to a dance. The moment he walked in the room, he saw her as if he had known she'd be there at the side of the stage. All he wanted, all in black, all alone. She was there, she was his, dressed to kill, oh, if only his glasses were cleaner. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. He struggled to make conversation. He leapfrogged from topic to topic. If only she'd say something back. If only he wasn't myopic. Bright silver buttons in rows, from head down to toes in black leather. Could this beauty love him? Here goes, poor Arnold thought. It's now or never. He could picture her head on his pillow. He'd loved her the moment he'd seen her. But he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. You can't help but feel for the lad, oh, how happy poor Arnold would be if they could make love in the shadow, and no one but no one would see. Alas, what he hoped might have been a sweet secret was soured completely. Sex with a concertina is rarely accomplished discreetly. The dancers stopped stripping the willow. It was all such a loud misdemeanor, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. Picture love as a kind of concerto. Poor Arnold, his first was unfinished, for what let everyone who was there know? A very loud C-sharp diminished. Somebody said, look, it's Arnold, and he ran from their scorn and their laughter into the darkness outside. And never returned, ever after. Tales of lost love and dreams unfulfilled. Cruel Cupid, you've never been meaner. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina.
That was Arnold, read by Les Barker. And, I gather he's one of the stars of the English Music Hall, at least he was 10, 20 years ago. Now, the next song is a cover, the original, which I've played a number of times and really like a lot, of More Than a Name on the Wall, is by the Statler Brothers, and they've kind of made it iconic. It's kind of hard to think that anyone else would compete with them. People might do it, of course, and a lot of people have sung the song. But here's a group, the Petersons, who like to do covers, and I think they do a beautiful job. So here come the Petersons with their version of More Than a Name on a Wall. And it's a powerful song to start with, and I think they do it honor. So here, the Petersons.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers. As her tears began to fall, she took out pen and paper. As the trace of her memory, she looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these: she said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. You know I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are my memories and the moments to recall."
And I'd say, hey, Statler Brothers, you got competition, baby. You did a great job, and they've done maybe as well or better. So, More Than a Name on the Wall. Next up is a fiddle piece. I'm a fiddle fan. I play fiddle a little bit. One of my mentors is a woman named Alice Backer. I met her maybe 40, 45 years ago when she was much younger than me even then, and she played fiddle. So this is Alice, the last time I saw her 5 years ago at a concert performing. The name of the song is Mrs. Jameson. And I want you to notice the audience humming along after they get to learn the tune a little bit. I find that fascinating. So this is Alice Backer playing Mrs. Jameson. Was Alice Backer playing Mrs. Jameson, and among those hummers, I was one. I was not a lead hummer. We didn't have any lead hummers. It was just the whole audience was sort of creating a beautiful harmony wall for her to play her music against. Nice experience. The next song is Some Kind of Love by John Stewart. Around the same time when I met Alice, who played the fiddle, was a man named Pat Keating, a good bit younger than me, very talented, and he sang songs, and he told me he learned them from albums from a man named John Stewart. So I began to listen to John Stewart and became a big fan of his, and so this is a John Stewart song. Let's see what you think. It's about love, and what can you say about love? But it can make you think about whether you have experienced anything like some of the things he describes. So he does have some interesting things to say, but it's also just a beautiful song.
Some Kind of Love
by John Stewart.
Some kind of love is like gold. That is the hardest to hold. For it catches the eye of each thief passing by. Some kind of love is like gold. Some kind of love comes too soon. That kind of love heals your wounds. When your wounds are all healed and you're back on your wheels, you say, that kind of love came too soon. Some kind of love, some kind of love. Everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love, some kind of love. Everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love starts as friends. That kind of love never ends. For it comes on as slow as a flower. Some kind of love starts as friends. Some kind of love tears your heart. For you knew it was wrong from the start. Try to explain them all to a flame. Some kind of love tears. Some kind of love is like gold. Some kind of love, some kind of love. Everyone's looking for some kind of love. Some kind of love, some kind of love. Everyone's looking for some kind of love.
Some Kind of Love by John Stewart. Next up is Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman had a number of big hits, maybe four or five, that just really, I thought, were utterly just the very, very best kind of music I had ever heard, and many other great songs. But those three, or you know, four or five, whatever they were, here's one of them. This one is called Baby, Can I Hold You. The one I remember best is Fast Car, but this is the same artist, Tracy Chapman, Baby, Can I Hold You?
Sorry. Forgive me. Still, words don't come easily. like, forgive me, forgive me. But you can say, baby.
Tracy Chapman with Baby, Can I Hold You? Next is Sam Gobble from Mountain City, Tennessee, my fiddle teacher. And I was sitting beside him at a fiddle jam in Chilhowie, probably 8-10 years ago, and recorded this live. This is Sam Gobble playing Arkansas Traveler. And I happen to like this version of the song. I like the way Sam plays it. I'm actually playing the fiddle there, too, but I'm not trying to play all the notes. I'm just hanging in where I can. So this is Sam Gobble. Sam Gobble playing Arkansas Traveler. Thank you. that was Sam Gobble playing live, recorded in Chilhowee. I believe the style of music which you just heard from Sam Gobble is Appalachian. That's the Central Appalachian kind of picture. And here's some thoughts about Sam Gobble being Appalachian or not. When I met Sam Gobble, the man who performed the last song, he was living in Mountain City, Tennessee. I believe he still is today. I plan to call him soon. And he was not native to there. He had actually grown up in Pennsylvania, I think, and had moved down there and married a local woman and, in a quite interesting romance. And he was a fiddler, but I always thought that even though he was teaching me Appalachian fiddling, that he was not really qualified to do it because he was a transplant. Well, I've got a map in front of me I got off of Google today, and it shows, if you gotta go see it, the parts of which states are considered Appalachia, which part of Virginia, just the southwest tip where we are mostly, a little bit up toward Roanoke, and then what part of Tennessee, what part of North Carolina, you know, what are considered Appalachia. It turns out that all of Pennsylvania, almost all of Pennsylvania, is Appalachian. So Sam Gobble probably was coming from a living tradition of Appalachian fiddling, and I didn't realize it. Funny to think about. And next up is something called East Virginia. Well, of course, this radio is coming to you from Southwest Virginia. So East Virginia, we think of that as the Washington, D.C. area and all that stuff. But there is a time, and there are still people there now, when it was one of the more country, rough areas. Anyway, I don't know much about East Virginia, but here's a song. Dana and Sue Robinson, and maybe they'll tell us.
did I go? There I met a fair young maiden, name and age I do not know. There I met a fair young maiden, name and age I do not know.
You just heard Dana and Susan Robinson singing East Virginia. And now it's time to tell you what we've been doing all night. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And it comes to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. Sometimes I feel I need to explain again the word wombat in the title of the show, Wombats and Music, is to refer to the oddball things like the reading of Arnold we had tonight. And now it's time for me to ask you to join me in closing the show. Each week I recite a little mantra that means a lot to me, and I offer it to you. And it goes like this. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.